All right, praise the Lord. Well, you know what? I want to tie in what I'm going to share today with what I shared last week. It was amazing to me the number of responses I got from my message last week about that prophecy that Pastor David Wilkerson shared. A number of people have sent me emails. A number of people have sent me emails requesting that prophecy. And so I thought I would start today by sharing it with you again because it's still so timely. David, and this was my message last week, that our prophetic moment is now, that we are certainly living in very prophetic and powerful times. And this prophecy for me really brought that home as well. David Wilkerson, pastor of Times Square Church in New York City, prophesied in 1986. And hear this again. I see a plague coming on the world, and the bars and churches and governments will shut down. The plague will hit New York City and shake it like it has never been shaken. The plague is going to force prayerless believers into radical prayer and into their Bibles. And repentance will be the cry from the man of God in the pulpit. And out of it will come a third great awakening that will sweep America and the world. And I shared in closing last week that this is our moment, truly. And as you listen to that prophecy, I know for me, and I think for all of you here as well, that it's unmistakable that that prophecy is literally being fulfilled in this moment. A prophecy that David Wilkerson gave some 34 years ago. Just incredible. And so as we're living into this prophetic moment, what does that mean for you and me? What is God speaking to us? Well, you know what? I think one of the things God is speaking to us in this moment is that we are living in very interesting times. We are living in very challenging times. And for some of you that were praying for that, for some of you who are feeling bored in your retirement, looking for some excitement, please stop praying for excitement. That's all I got to say, because we have enough on our plate for months to come yet, all right? If you are looking for more in your life and more challenges, the time has arrived. And so I think that's part of what it says, and I think part of also what God is saying in this moment is, be aware of what's going on. Be aware that you're living in a very special time. And I just want to say to all of us that are here and watching that you're alive in this moment for a reason. And the reason why you're alive in this moment is because it is God's destiny for you to be alive in this moment. And part of your destiny in this moment is to embrace it, to embrace what God is speaking to your heart, to be open to doing things differently from this point on. And I don't mean just social distancing or not touching your face or things like that. It's something much more profound than that. I believe it's something much more deep than that. And it involves the human community and how we relate to one another and the kingdom of God in this moment. You know, again, one of the things that you and I need to realize is that there are different people in this world that have different agendas and are seeking to do different things with even this current moment. And what I also want to encourage you to realize is that God has an agenda in this moment as well. And I think that's affirmed from this prophecy from Pastor Wilkerson these 34 years ago. And what God's agenda is in this moment is that through this moment, through the shaking of the idols, through the breaking of what's going on in this moment, through the shutting down of all that has been us up to this moment, God is looking for a new beginning, I believe. God is looking for us to take stock of our lives and what's been going on as we move forward into a new beginning. Somebody did a calculation that the shutdown actually began, at least where they were, March 23rd, and that when things open up, I believe it was May 7th, it would be 40 days. If you look at Scripture, 40 days has a very biblical connotation. And 40 days is a time period where God was preparing his people for something that was new and for spiritual breakthrough. We see this in Jesus' fasting and prayer for 40 days in the wilderness. We see this in Noah and all of those who were saved on the ark for 40 days. We see this in receiving of the Ten Commandments, where Moses received them and was fasting on Mount Sinai for 40 days. So 40 days is a very important time. So what I want to let you know is whether you were intending this or not, whether you were even planning something like this or not, guess what? You just went through a very significant 40-day period, and some of us longer than that, of fasting, of praying, of being shaken, of our spiritual and all of our lives being turned upside down. And so you've been going through a season of spiritual preparation with God. And again, what I want to say to you is, whether you believe it or not, that time is coming to an end. You maybe have a few more days of this. Don't waste the time. As much as you want it to be over, these last few days are very valuable for reflection, for prayer, and for preparation about what the Lord God has for you. Now, one of the other things I shared last, actually on Easter, and I'm going to get to the scripture in just a moment, is this whole idea on Easter. I talked about the reality of how Jesus opens up people's eyes. You'll remember on Easter Sunday, I shared about the reality of Mary, how she had gone to the tomb to try to find the dead body of Jesus because she wanted to be at his tomb and just be near him. And when she went there, she found that the tomb was empty. And she was in tears. She was looking all over the place for the body of Jesus. And again, I shared that I am praying that the current church, our church and the church throughout the world, would have as much passion for the risen Lord Jesus as Mary did trying to find his dead body. If we become a church as passionate as her, world, watch out. We will, Lord will use us to turn the world upside down, which it desperately needs in this moment, and bring the world to him. But we know that in the garden, Jesus had risen from the dead. And what happened in that moment is that Jesus came to Mary, asked her a couple of questions. And then what happened was Jesus said her name, Mary. And in that moment, her eyes were opened. We read today in the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus that they were sharing with a stranger who happened along their way about Jesus and all that had happened to him. And the stranger was beginning to open up to them the scriptures in the Old Testament about the Messiah. And then he pretended he was going to just continue on his way. And they encouraged him to stay the night. Well, you know the rest of the story because I just read it from the gospel. As Jesus broke bread in their presence, it says in the scripture that their eyes were opened and that they saw that it was Jesus. And then he vanished from their presence. So you notice this pattern as Jesus has risen from the dead in these first days as he's still upon the earth before his ascension and appearing to his disciples, appearing to those who have followed him. What is he busy doing? He's busy opening up their eyes. They still don't get it. They still don't understand that Jesus has risen from the dead. Even the disciples in the lesson this morning said to themselves, as he broke bread and then vanished and realized that it was the Lord, they said, didn't our hearts burn within us as he opened up the scriptures to us? So you see, their minds began to open up and they began to understand signs of Jesus' presence with them. That the Lord was with them all along, even though he appeared to be a stranger, he was opening up the scripture to them because he wanted them to believe. Just like last week with doubting Thomas, he came back to the upper room. He said to Thomas, put your hand in my hands, put your hand in my side, no longer be doubting, but believe. He didn't want doubting Thomas, he wanted believing Thomas. And so you see, that's what Jesus was all about after his resurrection. He was trying to help his disciples to understand what he had been telling them all along. He said to them, oh, you who are so foolish of heart and slow to believe, you of little faith. Here, let me help you out. Again, and he opened up the scripture to them. He broke the bread, which we're going to do in just a moment in the Eucharist. And it said their eyes were opened. Now you and I maybe thinking, oh, those foolish disciples, they just never really got it. But I got a message for each one of us here this morning, including me. There's a lot that you and I haven't gotten either yet. There's a lot, you and I, that we haven't seen yet. There is a lot that the Lord still needs to open our eyes up about. He'll do it through the scripture. He'll do it through the sacrament. He'll do it through ways in which he's promised to be present to us and reveal himself to us. And he'll even do it in mystical and miraculous ways that you and I can't even begin to grasp or understand. And my question to you and me here this morning is, are you willing and are you aware that your eyes still need to be opened? I'm hoping that that prophecy that I shared this morning and that I shared last week from Pastor Wilkerson was an opening of your eyes. I'm hoping that was an aha moment. I'm hoping that as I shared that, you're not saying to yourself, oh, you know what, that's okay, so what? What does that mean for me? I hope that didn't happen to you because, boy, do your eyes really need to be opened. What that means for you and me is that our world is at a big shifting point. Our world will never be the same. And there is a spiritual force and power about what is going on right now. There is a continued battle between light and darkness. And the kingdom of God is about to usher in a third great awakening, which is a tremendous time of revival, of repentance of many people that will literally transform this planet for decades to come. And the message to you and to me is that God wants you to be a part of that. And how do I know that? Because you're here. You're here, and you're a believer. And you're watching online. And your heart is stirred. And you're not quite sure what this means, but you know it means something. And what I'm here to tell you is it means, first of all, that God wants you to be a part of it. I hope you're getting excited about it. Here it is. I've been talking about this for years. I've been praying about it for 30 years. And here we are in a moment where a prophetic word from a pastor 34 years ago is saying to us, you're on the verge of this being fulfilled. You're on the edge of it. And my sense is we're right in the middle of it. It's happening. It's going to just burst forth in ways that you and I can't even begin to imagine. And what I want to invite you to pray into with me today is, Lord, open our eyes. Open our eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him, to know that I love him. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. Will you make that your prayer today? You know, I don't know about you, but for me in my life, I don't even know how my eyes need to be opened yet. If you don't see what you don't see, do you have certain people in your life that are just blind to certain things? You see what's going on in their life. It is as clear as day what's happening with them, but they don't see it. My favorite one is, oh, I'm in love with this person. You're kind of taking a step back. Love is blind. It truly is. You kind of watch the relationship and say, that one's not going to work. But you don't want to interfere. You don't want to get in the middle of it. Or maybe somebody is struggling with a problem. It might be drinking. It might be drugs. It might be whatever. And you see as clear as day what the issue is. Why don't they just stop drinking? But it's never that easy, right? You see as clear as day what the issue is, but they are blind to it. And until they see it, there will not be a breakthrough. There are things that you and me and every human being are blind to. We do not see. And until the Lord opens our eyes spiritually and in his power, we'll not be able to progress from there. So, Lord, as we gather in this place today, we gather together in faith. We thank you for your ministry to your disciples after you rose from the dead, that you went around to them individually and as a group, and what you were trying to do in their life in that moment is to give them exactly what they needed, and that was the risen Jesus, They needed the risen Christ. They needed a victorious Christ. They needed the Lord again. But in order for that to happen, you needed to open their eyes. You needed to open their eyes by revealing yourself. You needed to open their eyes through the scriptures. You needed to open their eyes through the breaking of the bread. You needed to open their eyes by walking into a room and saying, "Peace be with you." You needed to open their eyes by inviting them to touch you and to realize that you're alive and risen from the dead. Lord, we pray in this moment for one another and for many who do not know you. We plead with you, open our eyes. Lord, help us to see things that we need to see. Remove the spiritual blinders from our eyes. Help us to have those aha moments and to see what it is you're trying to reveal to us, what this word means to us about a third great awakening that's coming and our place in it in terms of repentance and revival. And Lord, revival starts with us and the opening of our eyes and our hearts to you. So Holy Spirit, come afresh upon us as your people. Come upon everybody who is watching. Come upon our world in this moment. Come upon our leaders and establish your will in this moment. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want your kingdom. We desire your work in this moment. We desire people coming to you in a spirit of repentance and revival. And we are so grateful to be alive in this moment, that it isn't our destiny to be a part of what you're birthing in this hour. Give us the grace to follow you, and give us the grace to open our eyes and to see you in ways that are transforming and fresh and new. Amen.